Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Open Access Homeless Service run by Merchants Quay Ireland has seen a steady increase in the number of older people coming through their doors. Claire Murphy works as a manager in the service and she's here now in the studio to tell me a little bit about the situation facing the growing cohort of older clients who never previously sought help there. Claire, you're very welcome.
Thank you
for coming in. So there has been a big increase in the number of people who are over the age of, say, 55 and who are using your service. So what's going on?
Yeah, so in the last 5 years or so, we've seen a huge increase in over 55s coming in. And just, I got some stats this morning to say that last year alone, we had 794 individual people over the age of 55 present to our homeless service. Not all of them are necessarily homeless, but the reasons that we're seeing these older people coming in is support, loneliness, and the main thing, and I think with the weather at the moment, it's kind of a hot topic of the cost of living is causing them to come to services like ours for food, heat, just somewhere to be that they don't have to.
And reassurance and company.
So
what happens in the service? What do you do for them?
So a typical day in our service, I work in the homeless department mainly, is we open at 8 a.m. for a hot breakfast for clients. There's no criteria to come into our service. We literally just ask your name at the door. So you'll come in for breakfast between 8 and 8:30, 9. And in that time, we'll have a quick chat with you. If there's anything we can do to support you, we will do one-to-one work. And that could be in relation to social welfare supports, housing supports. Our main thing is getting people to speak to us that are at risk of homelessness so that we can intervene before homelessness happens.
So are you seeing a lot of that now with people who are renting and
people
are
over
older?
55 is where we are seeing a huge increase in coming into us concerned that they're going to lose their property. Particularly, we were surprised to see it over the last couple of years, but a lot of older people rented for a lot of their lives. But now landlords are getting out of renting and selling up properties that they've been renting for 25, 30 years. And these people have no idea how to go about finding somewhere else to live.
So what can you do for people who are in that situation? Do you refer them on to somewhere else or how does it work?
Yep. So a lot of our work is referrals and support. So what we will do is, particularly with over 55s, with DCC, there's a lot of additional supports for older people to get into supported housing. They've probably been on the county council list for a number of years. They'll move on to a different county council list where they would hopefully get their own property sooner. So our job is to support them in making these phone calls and making sure the paperwork is done and letting them know there's a lot of supports out there. You just may not know that they're there.
Are you seeing that people are overwhelmed when they're facing even a potential situation like that where their
home
might be gone?
Like, could you imagine waking up in the morning, getting a phone call from your landlord saying, I think I'm going to sell up. You've been there for 25, 30 years. Your partner has possibly died a few years ago, so you're on your own. Your whole life is there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you hear of homelessness and you hear of going into the hostels where there's 6 or 8 people in a room. You're completely overwhelmed and just stuck.
Yeah. So listen, you were going through the day with us there. So breakfast is 8 to 8:30. And then do people have to leave then or how does it work?
So we are open through to 7 p.m. in the evening. So we would have sandwiches and stuff between 10 and 4 p.m. and soup and everything like that. But in the middle of our day then is where a lot of our support work happens. So that if that's helping them get in contact with the council on site, we have a nurse, a doctor, a dentist, a mental health support worker, all on site.
So if anyone needs any of those services,
they're
all
there. And we see a lot of that with older people. older people really don't want to be a burden on somebody. So they come in and they're like, oh, I just want a cup of tea, or I just want a bit of breakfast today and I won't bother you. But we realised that they maybe haven't seen a doctor in 2 or 3 years because their GP retired 2 years ago. They had no idea how to get a new GP. So it's all about making sure they get to see our nurse or our doctor.
But I would imagine it might take a little while to develop a relationship with that person to get that information out of them.
So you either have someone who comes in and you get their whole life story on the first day because they're so overwhelmed, they just want to get it out, get it all out on a plate. Or you have the client, and this is more typical with our older clients, the client who comes in, gets the cup of tea, sits in the corner quietly, listens to the radio or watches the telly, and you get a hello for the first week or two. And all of a sudden, because he sees the same faces and the service is a little bit quiet today, and you sit down with a cup of tea again and you're like, is there anything at all I can do for you? And slowly they will start to open up, but then they will follow that up by, now I don't need you to do anything. Like, I don't want to burden. There's other people more in need than me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trying to reassure them that we're here for everybody. Everybody that needs our support will get it, and nobody is a burden on our service.
Yeah, but it's just interesting that it takes that bit of time, you know, to get the information out. And do you have people who are coming in just to have a chat who maybe don't need
absolutely
help?
So this week in particular, we have had, there's a table in the corner of our drop-in service which has a cohort of older gentlemen that they are all housed. They are in various types of housing and they've gotten supports from us over the years. But this week in particular, they're coming in a little bit more often for the company of each other now.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten to know each other in the service over the years, and they come in to spend a few hours and have a cup of tea with each other in the morning. And they'll sit and watch telly, or, and it's just lovely to see that.
And there's no issue with them doing that, is there?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're
not.
That's a bit of a social club, but that's what you want them to do.
It's exactly what we want. We want our service to be somewhere that people know they can come in and they don't just have to get the breakfast and leave, or they don't have to see the nurse and leave. We want you to stay. We want you to be comfortable, and we want you to know that when our doors are open, you can stay as long as you need to stay.
Sounds like a lovely place, you know, and a great service.
Thank
and particularly
you.
This week, have you been busy this week?
So this week is quite busy. And like, we were concerned as well with older people that coming out to come to our service, with the roads being so bad and the paths being icy and stuff like that. But we have a gentleman in particular who makes the journey into us every morning, and he will spend his morning with us, his afternoon in a service close by, and then will come back to us in the evening for dinner, because he doesn't want to worry about the burden of having to heat the home at the moment.
Mm-hmm. He's afraid to, yeah. You see, there's so many people who probably feel
so
like
that
too.
So while we're concerned that they will come out, we're also really glad that they're coming in instead of sitting at home cold in the dark, worried about putting on the heating because they just don't know if they can afford it.
Right. Well, Claire, it sounds like a wonderful service that you're offering there at Merchants Quay Ireland. It's called Open Access Homeless Service, and it is being accessed by more and more older people.
So this year, last year alone, 794 people over 55 came for supports with this. So,
Claire, thank you very much for coming in to see us on the programme. Now, still to come in the next hour of the show, the wife of former Senator Jimmy Hart on how his condition has regressed after an acquired brain injury meant that he has to live in a nursing home. Gardener Mary Staunton on how to revive your precious plants, garden or window box after days of freezing conditions. And Mary is going to give us some tips and take your questions as well. So if you want to get in touch, the WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.